casting is the first and perhaps most important part of a production. It's not without its hurt feelings and anger. But Jane Jeffries reminds us of the importance of every role, large and small.
Auditions were over. The show was cast. And as spring rain follows winter, the emails from parents flooded my inbox. There were always parents who tried to get their kids into bigger roles. Emily had the lead role in her kindergarten Christmas show. Logan's had acting lessons. Kristen looks more like the fairy princess. And my favorite, his role doesn't have many lines. In my experience, the number of lines doesn't equal a good role, but parents were always missing the point I tried to make with the actors. There are no small roles. If it were up to me, every actor should have a small role, at least once. That's where you learn its value. And if you can develop a small role, that tells me that you know how to do the big ones. Travis is a good example. You know, the student who always talked out of turn and wouldn't be quiet in class. One year, I cast him as a mime. Dressed in black, white face, and white gloves, he had the audience from the moment he entered the stage. Travis followed the messenger, who galloped around in a cardboard horse costume while he clapped his coconuts behind. The chemistry between these two actors was perfect. At one point, the mime falls in love with the messenger, but she rejects him. The audience was audibly let down. He had connected with them, and with nothing but gestures and facial expressions, he stole the show. We all had laughed about the fact that in this role, Travis couldn't speak. But oh, could he communicate. In another show, Hannah wasn't cast, but she still wanted to be in the show. We needed a guard. It's been 10 years since we did this show, but recently a friend of mine was talking about it. What's the one thing she remembered? That the guard was so funny. It was her slovenly posture as she sauntered on stage. She continually stuffed small, powdered donuts in her mouth. And with only 3 lines, she had developed a character as inept as Barney Fife and as lovable as Buster Keaton. And that came from the actor. Just ask my husband, he loves the small roles. To him, they are the best of both worlds. Few lines to memorize, but all the fun of being in a show. And for this last role, all he had to do was shave his head, paint himself green, and say, "Ogre!" throughout the show. Our friends still talk about it 3 years later. Directing plays was never something I thought I'd do in life. I found my way in through the side stage. I hope to teach my actors other lessons through theater, that art mirrors life. One actor might give a great audition for the lead role, but so did 3 other people. What they don't know is that they were the best one for the role they were cast in, which isn't always center stage. The question is whether you want the role with the most lines or the one that you did to the best of your ability. Life is a lot that way.
Jane Jeffries is a playwright and teacher at UW-Stout. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.